I'm Will Griffin, and this is Live in Studio C at Classical 91.1, WFCL, and Nashville Public Radio. The special program today, one composition, but played by two really fine musicians. Kevin Jablonski is a double bass player with the Nashville Symphony Orchestra. Robert Marler is a pianist. He's the principal keyboard artist with the Nashville Symphony Orchestra and professor of piano at Belmont University here in Nashville. Welcome, to gentlemen, again to Live in Studio C.
Thanks for having us, Will.
Great to see you again, and looking forward to hearing the focus on the double bass today. Kevin Jablonski, tell us a bit about this music by Reinhold Glier that we're going to hear.
Yeah, this is some of my favorite music to play on the bass. It's solo repertoire for the instrument, and it's actually written originally for the bass, which isn't always the case with some of the solo repertoire that we play on this instrument. And was written by Reinhold Glier around the turn of the 20th century, and he was good friends with a colleague of his, Sergei Koussevitzky. They studied together in Europe. And so early in Glier's composing career, he decided to write these four pieces for bass and piano. And Koussevitzky was a very talented bassist in his own right. He was studying conducting at the time, and of course went on to be music director of the Boston Symphony for a number of years. But these pieces that Glier wrote really showcased the bass as a solo instrument. When he was working with Koussevitzky, he really got to know the instrument, what it could do, what it was capable of. And as you'll hear, it really covers the entire range of the instrument, from its lowest notes to its surprisingly high notes. A lot of people don't think of the bass as being capable of playing high notes at all, much less beautifully in any sort of musical context. So this really showcases the instrument's ability in that regard.
Great. Kevin Jablonski and Robert Marler with music of Reinhold Glier. Thank you. Live in Studio C. That was double bass player Kevin Jablonski with pianist Robert Marler, music of Reinhold Glier. Four pieces for bass and piano. First was the prelude, followed by the scherzo, and then the intermezzo, and the tarantella closed it out. The tarantella being sort of a wild, uninhibited dance, popular, the idea of it was popular anyway in the 19th century especially. Kevin Jablonski, this is very fine music, very singerly or like song-like in many places, this music of Glier.
Absolutely. Yeah, it's just absolute joy to play, and you get all the varieties and contrasts of the dance-like to the lyrical. And as you can tell, from the bottom of the instrument right up to the very top.
Right up to the top. Speaking of the instrument, not everybody has an opportunity to spend a little time with an actual double bass. Tell us about what it's like to have that big thing in your life. Haul it around, play it, service it, whatever.
Yeah, it's been in my life ever since the fourth grade. That's when I started. Had a little smaller instrument back then to accommodate my smaller size. But the instrument's kind of grown up with me, and I have a very fine French instrument now that I've had for about 6 years. And I'm just used to toting it around and getting a vehicle that'll fit it. I always take it to the car dealership to make sure it fits in the car that I'm going to get. So it's fun.
Kevin is a tall, slim fellow with really long fingers. Your little finger is as long as your index finger, it looks like. That's great reach.
The big hands definitely help. When I was starting to pick out a string instrument in fourth grade, I went to an open house the year prior and talked with the music director a little bit. And they looked at my hands and they said, those are good bass hands. You should just pick the bass.
So, he wasn't wrong.
No.
Well, Kevin and Robert Marler, thank you for playing for us today live in Studio C with this music of Reinhold Glier, a wonderful composer, one of my favorite composers. It was some great orchestral music as well.
Thanks for having us, Will.
And our thanks to the Tennessee Arts Commission for their support of Live in Studio C. That's also the Community Foundation of Middle Tennessee. Coming up next week on Live in Studio C, members of Alias Chamber Ensemble are back with music of Stradella and a bit more as well. I'm Will Griffin. Thanks for being with us for Live in Studio C.